The closing of international borders to contain the novel coronavirus has taken a heavy toll on businesses of all kinds, including the illegal drug trade. As a result, officials say, the price of highly addictive drugs such as heroin and crystal meth have shot up. While shortages can compel hardcore users to seek treatment, state of emergency measures are complicating outreach efforts. Brian Kennedy has more.
In recent years, the National Monitoring Center for Drugs and Addiction has noted a steady rise in the number of people seeking treatment for addiction to crystal meth, known locally as pervitine. At the same time, the center notes the large-scale production has moved to Poland, Germany, and the Netherlands. Although crystal meth is still cooked in an estimated 200 small-scale labs in the Czech Republic, local demand now far outstrips local supply. The closure of borders has also cut off the supply of medicines which can be chemically modified to produce meth. Such factors have driven up prices for illicit drugs, from heroin to pervitine, the most used illegal drug in the country. So says Dr. Martina Richterova-Cheminova of the group Sananim, one of the largest providers of social services to drug addicts and people in treatment.
The current situation has led to a widespread shortage of drugs. Our clients say heroin is hard to find and far more expensive. The case is similar for pervitin and the quality is worse. So we are in a situation where there are few drugs and many people who need them. It is a difficult time for our clients. Many turn from their preferred drug to whatever they can find.
Under normal circumstances, more functional addicts might be compelled to seek treatment, but the strict lockdown measures intended to stop the coronavirus spreading are preventing drug users from reaching support services and opiate substitutes to manage their addictions. In response, some addicts have turned to opiates rather than amphetamines, to mixing prescription drugs, or to alcohol. Dr. Richterova-Cheminova says that makes the human contact aspect of outreach services all the more essential.
Our clients suffer most from feeling isolated, and during this period of quarantine, I find it especially important that we not abandon them. Everyone is afraid of what lies ahead, but the main thing is not to leave them feeling alone now. When outreach centers are managing only the basic services, distributing food and face masks, doing needles exchanges, and do not have the time or a place to provide counseling, to talk to clients, that contact is what they probably miss most.
Some Czech groups working with drug addicts have called for expanding space for systematically stepping up outreach efforts and expanding detoxification centers and addiction departments in psychiatric hospitals for the duration of the coronavirus outbreak. They argue that otherwise there could be a mushrooming of so-called black laboratories to fill the demand.